98.9 FM for the best country. Tara Lightfoot with Paradise there.
Arnie Jean. If I get one more person tell me about Arnie Jean and Christmas, I will eat my shorts, which will possibly take
15, I reckon.
15 days?
I'm putting 10 bucks on 15 minutes.
I've got Ravina has come in. Arnie Jean hasn't shown up and she sent a messenger. Ravina, welcome, Ravina.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. All right. Now, first question, who's your mob?
I'm from the Gubbi Gubbi Nation, and on my mother's side and through my father's side, they were born out in Kamilaroi country, out in Durumbandi.
But is Gubbi Gubbi, that's North Coast, isn't
it? That's all the North Coast, yeah. So it extends quite far, actually. And some people might just refer to it as Gubbi Gubbi or Cubby Cubby, as some of the old people say.
Yes, because it has a, I didn't realise that. It has a different, has a K in it, doesn't it?
It's a K, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
K-A-B-A.
I don't remember, I've read that they being us white people, cleared all the Indigenous from many areas and took them to Cherbourg.
That's right. Majority of, right up through to the rainforest, you know, North Queensland Aboriginal people have been removed and brought down into Cherbourg. And, you know, it's just so difficult, you know, even just for the young people today to try to understand and grasp that that whole transition of moving from one country to another person's country and being forced to live in that underneath such harsh conditions.
Yeah, and stupid white people, of course. Apologies to white people who are listening. I'm one of them. But we just dumped you all in, into one place, Cherbourg. Different culture, different language, different country. And we just, and then imagine what they dealt with within Cherbourg, within each other's clan. You know what I mean? Trying to get your head around it.
You know, at one stage there, they had 44 different clans there living on that remote community. The living conditions were extremely harsh. And, you know, if you're saltwater people coming to, you know, to be moved over there to Cherbourg, your whole food chain, you know, your whole lifestyle is all changed and it's been forced upon you, along with just the separation of your children, the whole thing of your traditional dance, even going right back to burying one person, you know. There's so many different traditions within our groups. And that's why it's so important for the work that we do also with Murray Ministry, that we take school children out there to Cherbourg to the ration shed for them to have a good understanding, and they listen to the stories from our First Peoples, from our old people, so that they see that this didn't happen all that long ago. You know, like their grandparents would be the same age as what we are.
It's a stain on colonisation, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
And you say it's not that long ago, and it isn't. You know, do the elders have the story still? Is the culture still intact? I can imagine they just took every culture, because each clan had a different, you know, culture, put them all into one big melting pot. And how does a culture survive when that happens?
That's right. It was just so difficult. But if you have people like Aunty Estelle and Aunty Jean and Aunty Alex in our communities that are able to turn around and tell the stories for the young people, just to make the young people, you know, proud of who they are and give them some identity and, you know, some knowledge of their First Peoples and to make them proud of where they're from. Because that's half our problems for today of the people that we work with in our community here in the ministry. For a lot of people are very lost as well. And it's hard for people here in Brisbane to understand the whole concept of being forced to be moving and living on other people's country.
I think this would be the first that some of our listeners have even heard of it, to tell you the truth. This is how, you know, like when I went to Salisbury High School, there was nothing, not anything that mentioned that anyone was here, and, you know, terra nullius and all that. You actually weren't here.
Yeah, right.
I don't know whether you're aware of that, but I wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thanks.
You didn't exist, okay? But we had to shift everyone that actually accidentally existed up the coast off the coast, because that's the wherever the water was, we took you off that and took that's the water. Right. And it's just you should read up on it, listeners. You really should. And Oh, just open your mind a bit. Can I? And I promised I wouldn't bring you into it, but your granddaughter's here. Just yell out or nod. I'm happy because you're not really.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, good. We'll just bring the microphone down. There, it's there. Clay, I'll put it together. I didn't mean to drag you into it. It's is it Tanisha? Is it?
Yes, it's Tanisha.
Are you confused or are you aware of your culture and?
Oh, I'd say I'm pretty aware of it. Knowing growing up with all of my family, like everyone's always given us some knowledge about it. And my mob's from Cherbourg, the Waka Waka mob up there, the fishers. So my dad's a pretty cultural man. So,
oh wow,
I'm pretty proud.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got that connection, and
yeah, definitely.
Do you feel it's coming back? Do you feel there's a strength? Do you tell people about your?
Oh, definitely. I went to a private school, All Hallows, growing up. And it was hard for me to teach people because I grew up with all these white ones and they had no idea about, they've never met an Aboriginal person. I was probably the first one to do that.
Mm.
And I felt like I left a good ingraining about our culture.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing, hey? It's amazing because I don't think a lot of white people have actually immersed themselves and gone up and gone, g'day.
Yeah, it's surprising.
It's been so distorted over the years. Mm. Anyway, that's my view. That's not necessarily the views of everyone else.
At my private school,
yeah,
I learnt more about Indigenous culture in my life and faith, which is the religious class, than is Australian history class.
Mm.
That's saying something, I reckon. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, let's get on to this this thing that you're doing. That Auntie Jean didn't turn up for, but I'm very happy that you're both here because, you know, it's not just about we want to immerse this show in Indigenous culture and just make our all of our audience aware of what's gone on in the past and how do we repair this. Okay, well, what are we doing?
Just before you end there, I would really recommend then for people if they wanted to jump on a tour that is provided for people to go up to Cherbourg to have a great understanding and to visit the Ration Shed. It is absolutely a fantastic educational centre and it takes a whole day. And I'd have to say that if you want to be informed about history and culture and meet Aboriginal elders and hear those stories firsthand, then please go up to the Ration Shed in Cherbourg. It's only $12 per entry. They do wonderful refreshments. They entertain. It's just so informative and, I couldn't say enough about it. And they've won a lot of awards for their work. And I know
pretty good for people that didn't exist. Yeah, I think
exactly.
That's,
yeah. And, you know, education, you know, units go up there all the time. I think that, a lot of teachers should be going up there visiting more before they start teaching our children Aboriginal history.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I think they're open to it.
They are.
There's just that gap.
There is.
Where, like Tanisha was saying, where, you know, she hadn't met anyone at school that actually met an Aboriginal. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a gap. I don't know why there's a gap there. But anyway, that's just me.
Yeah.
So what's Auntie Jean doing? She's famous for doing this.
Yes, Auntie Jean is. God bless you, Auntie Jean. So Auntie Jean has an annual Christmas cafe on Saturday the 9th of December at St. Andrew's Anglican Church Hall at 160 Vulture Street, South Brisbane. Starting at 6:30 and it finishes at 9:00. This annual event that Auntie Jean's been running for around about 30 years, she helps young Christian leaders, and with the funds that she raises from these cafes every year, enables other young people to come along to go to youth groups, youth camps. It enables Aboriginal Christians around Australia to come together to have a greater understanding of one's journey. And I think it creates a great reconciliation movement right across Australia for Aboriginal people and non-Aboriginal people, because Auntie Jean has some wonderful supporters out there that support her ministry, her fellowship and her dream and her vision for Aboriginal people, Aboriginal Christians. Yeah,
coming. She's together. A shy one though, eh?
Oh, yes, to a degree.
She dumped you into it.
She did.
Because when I opened the door and let you in, I said, Auntie Jean? And you went, no, she's not here. And I said, no. Right. Well, I guess I'm doing it.
Yes. Yeah, that's good for Annie Jean. But look, you know what? Annie Jean's been working in our community. She's from Sherbrooke.
Yeah.
She's been working in our community all her life. And for a lot of our families, we wouldn't be where we are today unless we had leaders like her and Annie Alex as well. In that movement of, and they've paved the way for us, and they've created jobs for us people, Aboriginal people who want to work within the church as well as work in our community and network with each other to build a greater future for all our mob to come together, and especially for reconciliation. You know, how far or how much you want to take in of reconciliation. There's been some wonderful work that's been created and wonderful partnerships and friendships that have been formed thanks to our Christian leaders.
All right, Ravina. Well, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank you very much for bringing your granddaughter in, because you gave me a great insight on what it's like, whether you are connecting and all that sort of stuff. I think it's fantastic. All the best with it, eh?
Good. Thank you. Merry Christmas to all the listeners.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
1788 down Sydney Cove, the first boat people land, and they say, sorry boys, our gain's your loss. Where can they steal your land? And if you break out new British law, for sure you're gonna hang. Work your life like our convicts, with the chain on your neck and hands. And they taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize black barbaric life. Teach you how to kneel, that your history couldn't hide genocide. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, our land, I shall not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, your science and technology, hey, you can make a nuclear bomb. Development has increased its size, 3 million megatons. That's progress. I suggest your reasoning is unsound. For you should have found out long ago, you best keep it in the ground. And they taught us, oh, black woman, thou shalt not steal. Said, hey, yeah, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize your black barbaric lives, and we teach you how to kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide. Hypocrisy to whispers real. Why your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, Job and me and Jesus sitting underneath that invisible bridge, watching that sun go down behind the tall tree and mountain ridge. The land's our heritage and spirit here. The rightful culture's black. And we're sitting here just wondering when we're gonna get that land back. They taught us, whoa, black woman, thou shalt not steal. They said, hey, black man, thou shalt not steal. We're gonna civilize you black barbaric life. Couldn't hide the genocide, the hypocrisy to whispers real. Why, yeah, Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, this white man, thou shalt not steal. Whoa, yeah, our land, you better heal. Well, you talk of conservation, keep the forest pristine green. But in 200 years, your material has stripped the forest clean. And a racist's a contradiction that's understood by none. Mostly their left hand holds the Bible, right hand holds a gun.
you had a kneel. But your history couldn't hide the genocide. The hypocrisy that was real. Oh, your Jesus said you're supposed to give the oppressed a better deal. We say to you, yes, white man, thou shalt not steal.